AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. Interesting phone calls on how you'd have a different funeral. A local bikie had a coffin encrusted in gold when he was buried. We also checked out Princess Di's personal trainer, Susan, our person of interest.
Yeah, and respect the egg. I did a spray on eggs. I don't like people that put flavours and sauces on eggs. And also got a bit of a spray myself from my wife, Cherie. She gave me a compliment and then smacked me down with the help of Bridge.
Yeah, well deserved in both cases. Eggs? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? And Tracy and Dean. Tracy has suffered through the whole of Married at First Sight. We finally spoke to her today and I took her under my wing and gave us some messages from the sisterhood, you know, supported her and told her to run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run.
Run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, rabbit, run.
A great drive home with Libby, Luke and Dobbo in the afternoon, the rush hour. Hello, mate.
Good morning, everybody. How are we all?
Oh, what's happening? It's Linda, and I hear you can't say category anymore. Everyone on the news is saying cat one, cat two. What kind of cat are we looking at? Cat.
That's what the in crowd do. It's a cat one, this one.
Right.
Which means we've got winds around 100 kilometres an hour, up to 100 kilometres an hour. So it's nothing compared to what we saw last year coming through. And it's really not going to affect us that badly here on the Gold Coast. What we're all we're going to see is some really powerful surf starting today, but really culminating tomorrow. That's what we're going to have is we've got a warning from the Bureau today for dangerous and powerful surf, but it'll really start building throughout the course of today. And tomorrow, we're going to see it up around 2.5-3 metres. It's going to be really good down on the points, but I'd imagine most beaches will start to get closed by late this afternoon or by tomorrow, I'd say they'll definitely be closed.
Well, it's going to be interesting with a quickie in Roxy Pro, but Luke, so we're not going to get a lot of rain. It's going to be mainly wind. How much wind? Because I've got golf this afternoon.
Oh, here we go.
No, because I normally got a fair hook on me. Will that mean that the wind will bring the hook back and I'll actually play a good round?
Look, Mother Nature is a powerful force, but even Mother Nature's not powerful enough to correct your golf game, Spider.
That's a very good call.
All I can say, Spider, is that the wind will be powerful enough to blow the hair off your head.
Oi! Hey, but I do have concerns. There may not be rain, Luke, but because of the persistent rain over the last week or so, the roots are soggy on all the trees. I'm worried about trees knocking over. I have massive trees around my place. It is a massive concern.
Yeah, well, you think about that. And the other concern we've got is also beach erosion. We're going to have a really high tide tomorrow and very powerful surf. So that would be the two. And the other thing also is we've already got a lot of debris in the water.
Mm.
So if we do start getting some upturned trees, and I really don't think we will, because the winds we're going to get here, the winds in the centre of this, where it's at its strongest, are around 100 kilometres an hour. What we're going to see here is nowhere near as strong as that. Now, we might get the odd wind gust, but we're not going to have anything like what we have when the cyclone, the remnants of the cyclone came through last year with regards to the flooding or even some of the winds that we saw. Last weekend, we had a wind gust recorded at the Southport Seaway of 70 kilometres an hour. And there was, a couple of weeks earlier, we had one just shy of 100 kilometres an hour.
So
we've already been... So sweet.
We've already been experiencing some really strong winds with those rains. And so I'd say, Bridge, if that concern of yours, if it was going to happen, it may have already have happened. What we've got to be concerned with is the beaches.
All right, Lukey, well, we look forward to it. Don't forget to the light rail relay. We look forward to that as well coming up. I've got your nickname, Luke the Slayer Torrent. Thank you very much.
That. I'll take it.
Done.
I'll see you guys on the start line next week.
Yeah, done. There was a Comanchero bikie gang associate. He was shot dead by police, but they laid him to rest yesterday in a coffin made of gold.
Ooh.
It's pretty extravagant, isn't it?
Yeah.
But things are different when it comes to funerals these days. And you don't often see people wearing black. Often in a funeral, when you get the notice to say to turn up, that they say, you know, wear this person's favourite colour.
Yeah.
Or wear a tropical theme or a bright colour.
And
a celebration of life more than a sit around and having a cucumber sandwich and be all morbid.
Friends of mine on Sunday went to a pre-death funeral party on Sunday in Brisbane. He's decided to celebrate his life before he passes away. He knows he's passing away. He's got cancer bad.
I think that's a great idea.
And he's having a pre funeral party. Yeah. Had one on Sunday. My friends went along. Said it was just a celebration of life. A great day.
I love that. They should be there. You should be there for that.
Well, yeah, I've been to a funeral where there was only Woodstock available. Because that's all he drunk was Woodstock. So there was no beer, wine, you know, when you go to the wake.
Yep.
Only Woodstock was free. Outside of that, you had to buy everything else. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, my dad's already, and it's hard to talk about, but at the same token, Dad pulled all the sisters aside and said, I've organised what I want. He said, I don't want to be buried in the ground because he doesn't visit his parents much anymore. They're a long way from where he lives. He said, so I've already hired the boat for whenever it happens.
Yeah.
And he wants us to go out on a boat, and it's a party boat. Mm. And he wants us to throw his ashes into Moreton Bay, which he loved and fished his whole life, and then party. He said, and I want you to really party hard. Mm. I want you to be on that boat overnight and get rotten.
I can see Rod McLeod's casket going past on a golf buggy.
Well, yeah. Is that what you do, Rod?
Maybe. I actually like the idea of being buried under a tree or being buried and having a tree put on it so you can, you know, grow organically. And all like it. But I will insist on a plaque saying, a hole in one at last.
Oh, that is funny.
See, I reckon they'd make us, for me, a 6'8" Forex can. Put me in it and lower me down.
You would, wouldn't you? Well, Dad always said that in the beginning when he wanted a funnel that went through. So instead of dropping flowers off, you just pour a beer down.
Down
a funnel. I want to go off in a firework. Have you heard that now?
Yes.
Your ashes can go off in fireworks. So everyone gathers underneath at night, has a few drinks and watches you just explode. I mean, ashes. Yeah. You don't put a body up there and explode into bits.
Celebrating life.
Yeah, and that's really what funerals are about these days. They're not as morbid as they used to be. Look, this Comanchero bikey, it was very extravagant. Yesterday they laid the bloke Teresk in a golden casket, but often we were saying no one wears black anymore. It's not the big kind of organ music and priest, and it's often is the celebration of life.
Yep.
And like you were saying, AJ, that people like, if they know they're leaving this mortal coil, they like to celebrate before their funeral, so they're involved, right?
Yeah, Bridge, you want to go in a firecracker? I want to go in a big 4X can.
I'll be Velcroed to a TAB ticket.
They'll be all Velcroed over you. Imagine that, just 1,000 TAB tickets over you as they lower you down.
Mate, how do I put you through the machine when I win?
And we're asking, how would you like to do your funeral or what have you seen? And Kylie in Benora Point?
Yeah, a girlfriend of mine's got her father's ashes melted down into ink and tattooed on her.
Wow.
I have heard of that, and she's done it.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's got his face tattooed. It was lovely.
That is incredible, that's amazing, isn't it? That is full circle to have a piece of your father on you. Wow.
Thank you. Forever.
Thanks, Kylie.
Carrie in Eleonora. How do you want your funeral? You want it to be more celebratory? Have you thought about it?
Well, my story's a little bit off track, but it's about a funeral.
Right.
So my old man passed away, and my missus at the time, well, still, my wife.
Yep.
Her job was to go through the eulogy, make sure the paperwork was all sweet. And as we're reading it out at Mum's house, it was, worded as in forever still in our hearts, but the word come out as forever stiff.
No.
Whoops.
So he was a bit of a pub character, so we let it go through and read it out at the funeral as that, and everyone loved it.
I think it's fine for everyone to laugh at a funeral. It's good.
But he was a bit of a pub man, so he always made me mum wait to pick up. And she got up halfway through it and said, stop it. And we're like, oh, no. And she got up and said, I've waited for him forever, so now he can wait for me. I'm going to the toilet.
That's funny. Thanks, Carrie.
Love it. Thanks, mate. Yeah.
Joan at Mermaid Waters, what do you got?
I was just ringing up, guys, to tell you about my friend Sally, my very close friend Sally's funeral.
Yeah.
She passed away, obviously, and we had a wake at her house, and it was one of the best parties. It sounds really weird, but one of the best parties I've ever been to. But Sally was a bit of a stickler for going to bed early. So about 1 o'clock in the morning, the lights sort of started flickering, and then about 15 minutes later, they all went off. And it was the only house in the neighbourhood, and we all reckon that was Sally telling us party's over.
Go to bed. That's fantastic.
Love it. Thanks for that, Jane. Chris in Varsity Lakes. Chris, what about your funeral? What do you want to do?
You know what? I always wanted to travel, so I reckon the only way I'd be able to is if I got put in a bottle, like a message in a bottle, and travelled the world that way.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, that's a great idea.
I really like that, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. You. That's awesome.
Good morning. How are we today, AJ Spider and Bridge Media?
Yeah, yes. Really good. What about your funeral? How do you want to do it, Wiz?
Well, with me, I reckon, after I spend all my money and everything, well, it depends if I've got a missus by then and what she wants to do with me.
What do you want to do,
Wiz? I reckon I'll get cremated, right? And go off Arthur's Seat, right, and have a really good do. Up the top there, there's a Chinese garden and everything. Magic, eh? It's been there, oh, God, ever since I was a kid when I can remember. And it's beautiful up there. Go 1,800 feet and throw me out. And off I'll travel. Yes.
Thanks, yeah. Wiz.
In Sorrento. Bye now.
Bye now.
Herb, our resident fisherman, you hear him every Friday morning here. Herb, how would you want to go?
Well, I've already told the missus there's only one way I'd like to go, but obviously there's two ways of doing it. You're burnt or buried. And me burnt one, I want to be laid on the floor of the boat, light up the cabin, open up the throttle of Jesus and let him take me out the seaway to destination of watery grave, I suppose, as you'd call it.
That's what the Vikings do. That's Viking style, yeah?
That's the only way. There's no aftermath. I create a reef and I live with fishes all around me for the rest of my life because God knows I can catch one. So the second one, dig the hole, put a stainless, instead of just dirt or what, put a stainless bowl in there, put a big Chico roll cover over me and a bit of salt and lower me in there, and after a couple of days, it'd probably taste like a dirty old Chico roll anyway.
Oh, you're a weirdo. You are a weirdo. Herb, we look forward to your fishing tips this Friday.
Oh, well, maybe I should make a Chico roll fish in it.
Well, we know what's going to be on your gravestone.
What's that?
Over.
Over.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
17-8, Arlo to Tweed.
Yeah, look, this one's a big one. I saw it yesterday, and I dare say I'm going to see it again, and it upsets me every time. It's been going for years. It's been going for generations. It's been going for 100 years, and it's about time it stopped. And I'm talking about spoiling eggs.
What are you talking about? Don't touch eggs.
Breakfast,
I love eggs.
People have eggs for breakfast, yes. Lunch, and dinner, but yes. Mainly at breakfast time. And then chickens. Chickens work hard to pop out good quality eggs. To have the whites as white as they are, the yolks as yellow as they can, free range or not, you're disrespecting the chicken and don't disrespect the egg. When you order eggs in the morning for breakfast, don't disrespect them by then putting on tomato sauce or barbecue sauce. Or don't start disrespecting the chicken when you decide, no, I want Worcestershire sauce. And then you're absolutely crapping in the face of the chickens and the eggs when you sit there and go, I'll have eggs Benedict and put hollandaise sauce over there.
You can do whatever you want.
No,
with
you can't.
You can with your
you
egg.
You cannot.
Yes, you can.
You can put a fraction, a little bit of salt, maybe a fraction of pepper. But if you start
So you put nothing on your steak?
Nothing. No, hang on. I'm talking about the chicken.
What about the cow?
And I'm talking about the egg. Don't disrespect. You don't see a Ferrari driving around the streets with bubble wrap. You don't see a high-rise covered in plastic. And you don't see beer with fruit in it. Don't disrespect the chicken by putting tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, Worcestershire sauce,
really?
Or hollandaise
really?
Sauce on the egg.
I know you really.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
You got cooking shows left, right and centre.
And I don't disrespect the egg.
I bet you put something on top of that egg.
Never put anything on the egg.
A vegan would say you were not respecting the chicken or the egg.
Vegans are kicked out of restaurants at the moment anyway because they order and then they don't turn up.
What came first?
The chicken.
Why?
Because the egg come later.
Oh, you idiot.
You are not standing behind your comment. Surely, what was your sweeping statement for Spider Spray?
Don't disrespect the chicken or the egg. Don't spoil eggs when you're having them for breakfast, lunch or dinner by putting tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, Worcestershire or Benedict hollandaise sauce with them because you're disrespecting the egg.
Oh, my God.
Carl of Benora Point, what do you got, mate?
Oh, mate, I just think he's getting a bit desperate for his morning sprays. Where do you draw the line with that one? Can you never have an omelette?
Yeah.
Oh, look, no.
Thank
I'm just talking
Carl.
About the fried and the poached egg. When you're sitting it on a plate, you don't disrespect it by covering it with tomato sauce.
That's
even
ridiculous.
A bacon and egg sandwich, you don't put tomato sauce or barbecue sauce on that, do you?
Mate, egg is savoury, tomato savoury. Chuck a bit of tomato sauce and have a savoury occasion.
Well spoken,
well
Carl.
Well said, Carl.
Where do you draw the line? Can you never have a cake again that has an egg in the baking?
Ah, and I'm going to watch him like a hawk on your behalf, Carl.
Yes, right. I think someone's better sprinkle a bit of tomato sauce on spider and we'll call it disrespecting an egg.
Every week we talk to people of interest across the world, the person of interest here at Gold 92.5. Let's go to this one. It's a 8:15, hour later on the Tweed. Susan Skillen, one-time PT, personal trainer for Princess Di.
How do you become a PT for a princess?
It's just one of those things, you know, 6 degrees of separation. I was training somebody who knew Princess Diana very well and then invited me to go onto their yacht in Sardinia. Friends of friends then said, oh, look, Princess Di would love some classes with you. And that's how it kind of evolved.
Amazing. Susan Skillen, former personal trainer to Princess Di, a person of interest with AJ Bridge and Spider on Gold 92.5.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Love to know, how does this happen? How do you become Princess Di's personal trainer?
Well, I think life is amazing how sometimes incredible opportunities open up. And I was just absolutely in the right place at the right time. I had actually opened a gym in London with James Hunt, the Formula One racing driver. I don't know if you've heard of him. There was a movie called Rush made about him.
Oh, yes.
And I'd had a very interesting career. I was actually a classical ballet dancer. And I did the natural progression of then becoming a Pilates teacher. And I also became a Nautilus trainer. And there weren't many Nautilus trainers in London. So James asked me if I would run part of his studio, which is Pilates and Nautilus. And what was amazing is, I'm talking about the 1980s. So at that time, really, there weren't any studios that were very, very private. And I don't know if you remember, but Princess Diana was having a lot of problems being filmed in all kinds of compromising positions on exercise machinery and people taking pictures of her. And it was really an invasion of privacy at the time. And the British paparazzi are well known for being pretty cruel. So actually, this gym was very private. It didn't even have a name over the door. Once you got in there, you could stay there the whole day. People could meet with their friends. It was private, beautiful food, great exercise studios, top teachers. Yeah. And so it was just somewhere where people, the rich and famous and also extremely good athletes, could go and they could train without anybody invading their privacy. It's just one of those things, you know, 6 degrees of separation. I was training somebody who knew Princess Diana very well and then invited me to go onto their yacht in Sardinia. And friends of friends then said, oh, look, Princess Di would love some classes with you. And that's how it kind of evolved.
Amazing.
Suzanne,
unbelievable.
I remember very distinctly the photos that came out in the magazines of Princess Di, and she felt very violated, more than any other shot ever taken, because it was a machine that obviously spread her arms and unfortunately legs. And legs apart. Yeah. So the photos were taken, and it was horrendous. So you took over after that. She was beautiful. Do you think her motivation, which is often the case, is the revenge body when you go through a breakup?
She always loved to dance, and because I'm an ex-dancer, she really loved to dance. She loved choreography and dancing, and she's extremely tall. And so if you put her on point shoes, she was really tall. So it was hard for her to match up with anyone to dance with her. But do you remember when she danced with John Travolta?
Yes.
So she was very, very conscious of her weight and the way she looked, as most teenagers are, let's face it, teenage girls. And she just developed into this amazingly beautiful woman.
Now, behind the closed doors, did she have a crack?
I actually had to sign a confidentiality contract, so I've never spoken about anybody I trained, to be honest.
What are some of those characters that you can tell us about her that we didn't see?
To be honest, she blossomed from being a very shy, very self-conscious young girl. And then, of course, as she grew into this amazing woman that just became the princess of hearts, really, and everybody fell in love with her.
Suzanne, it's lovely to hear your story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me onto your show. It's so good to talk to you. And yeah, I've got lots of stories, and I'm sorry I couldn't tell you all of them because, as I said, it is confidential, and I'll always...
Well, that's a true friend.
Stay quiet.
That's a true friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
A person of interest today, Susan Skillett, who looked after Princess Di in the day as a PT.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Four words, married at first sight. It is the pointy end of the competition where you win a husband or a wife. Now, firstly, we're about to talk to Tracy. Now, Tracy pretty much has been the headliner of the show with Dean. Poor Trace. However, let's have a little check-in with last night. It was their last dates, and this is really when they have to think about, am I going to end up with this person or not? This is now serious stuff. When Tracy said, Dean, I need you to answer some serious questions, this is what Dean had to say.
I'm sorry, no offence to anyone else. I think you and me have had a stronger thing than anyone else in this experiment from day one. I think they're all kind of kidding themselves. A few little incidents that have happened in this experiment throw something amazing away for just all these stupid little things that don't really matter.
Well, they matter to me.
Okay, well, I get that, but in the long run, really, are they that significant?
Tracy. Darling.
They are significant things, Dean.
That is the point. I just have one thing to say to you, darling.
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
I'm sorry. Run, rabbit, look, run, this rabbit, is what I'd do run, if you were my run, best friend, if you were my sister. I would have you on my deck. I would pour you the biggest glass of wine, and I would tough love the guts out of you on this one. Can I say, you are a very, very strong, resilient woman. But what you are forgiving Dean for, which are many things from the affair, which, like you said, it matters to you because it's all intention, right?
This is Dr. Bridge.
No, but the thing is, it's true. Maybe over a course of 6 years you could forgive him. We're talking 6 weeks, Tracy.
So, but they're not really married.
But you want to be, don't you, Trace?
Yeah, but you still sign up to an experiment. You know, the whole point of it is to be married at first sight. And to me, I took that seriously.
Well, do you or are
obviously,
you...
Obviously, Dean did it.
How many in there? How many? Because there's a lot of couples that start out and you get to know them. How many of them are actors in there?
None at all. None at all. Like what I see, on the TV is exactly who I grew to know these people as.
So the person Troy. We see.
Even Troy.
Even the people we see, what we see of you, that is you.
Oh, 100%. And it's so nice to hear all my family and friends that know me better than anyone. They're like, oh my goodness, it's like we're talking to you in person when they're watching it.
Yeah, you seem really real.
I take that as a compliment.
So then all these people that come out of reality television and say that the producers have cut it to make them look bad, that is just them.
That is just them. You know, even my ugly crying last night, guys, that was horrendous.
Oh, honey.
They were real tears.
I bet they were. Now, I have a very good friend of mine who's a psychologist, and she always tells me behaviours, not words. And I really, that would sort Dean out because he can flap his gums as much as he wants, but you want to see the behaviour change, right?
Exactly. And it's like we've taken, one step forward and two steps back because things just, he just keeps, bringing the drama, doesn't he? He just attracts it. He's a drama magnet.
Yeah, he certainly has. So from having an emotional affair with another woman, talking about swapping wives
didn't they actually do it? Was it only emotional?
Yeah, but...
What's all the hiccup about?
Excuse me, emotional is intention. He wanted to swap and if...
Oh, my God.
Oh, seriously. Tracy, I'm hearing rumours that you are pregnant with Dean's child. Is this true?
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, no. No, not at all. I mean, we, you know, as you could see, we talked about kids, but that's definitely not present tense.
No. Well, the only thing I do, and I think the sisterhood we're worried for is because you do have a little girl in your life, and we want to make sure that it's the right guy who will play the role as the stepdad.
Oh, definitely. And that's why I think I had my little meltdown on the boat, because it's like our final date. And I hadn't had a chance to really sit Dean down and talk about all that things, because so much has happened in our relationship with everyone else.
Well,
so it was a good opportunity for me to, and he couldn't run away because we're on a boat.
Yes.
Yeah. However, I often do this when I break up. I don't know why. When I break up with a guy, I take him on a picnic, and it reminded me of that last night. You're in the middle of nowhere, having harsh words, stuck in nature.
Committed.
Correct. And we both had our van shoes on so we could run for the hills
if we needed to. Am I hearing perhaps there, can you tell us that maybe you have moved on?
I can't say, but everything will come out on Sunday night's episode. So it's not long to go now.
Well, it's hard because the debate around my female friends, is it strong for Tracy to stay or stronger for her to go? And that's a very hard question. What do you think? Is it strong? Have you been a stronger person for staying and trying to change someone? Because, you know, there is that saying, when someone shows you their true colours, believe them the first time.
Well, that's true. But it is a lot harder to stay with someone. It's a lot easier to leave. And I've chosen to stay up until this point so far. And that's definitely the hardest road to take.
Well, Dahlia, you're amazing. You're a single mum. You're incredible. I'm all for Team Trace.
Oh, thanks.
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run.
Go on, you Trace.
Thanks, Trace.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye.
Good luck.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Thank God for Foxtel and Paul Murray and Sky Racing.
Well, actually, can you do a little piece on Paul Murray tomorrow? I want to find out what he's talking about.
All My Kitchen Rules, is that still on?
I don't know.
Just contribute somehow to the show. That
oh, batter on strike.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.